Welcome to the show your parents, the PTA and the asleep don't want you to hear, the Helios blog. Today, well, this girl's still friends with her ex. What more needs to be said?
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
You did indicate that you're single but still figuring things out with your ex. Could you clarify on that?
Sleeping with the ex, looking for Beta Billy to take care of her in the long term.
Yeah, it's really complicated. He's like my best friend.
Disaster.
So
I've known him for like...
Is that the 4 year?
Mm-hmm.
So you're single but still figuring out with your...
Single but alpha widowed.
Ex who you dated for 4 years.
Right.
And you guys officially broke up 1 year ago.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him in person?
Yesterday.
yesterday.
I quote unquote saw him in person.
Okay, this morning.
Bro.
This morning.
What?
All the girls understand exactly what that means.
Yeah, oh, it's man. Complicated.
Is it complicated?
It is.
Wait, so were you, for the 4 year period, were you monogamous?
Yeah, I was.
Was it? Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So he was... Was it open on his end or was he cheating on you?
He was fucking around, yeah. He was doing
But was
things.
It... So, hold on.
Alpha widowed.
But was it open on his end?
No, it was not open.
Okay, so he was
end.
Cheating on you. How many women did he cheat on you with?
Well, we were on a break and we both agreed that we wouldn't cheat. Or, I'm sorry, we wouldn't hook up with anybody. But he did.
Look at her smiling face. She loves this drama. She loves it.
So, I count that as cheating.
Who initiated the break?
It was like mutual.
Bull crap.
Mutual.
It was mutual.
Why? What prompted that?
We were fighting a lot. And so we just thought we needed some time apart because we didn't want to end it completely.
Now imagine... You start dating this girl. What could possibly go wrong? No chance of her cheating on you with that guy, right? We're just friends.
What? Say it.
What do you think, Q? What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking...
Disaster.
If you were going to work it out, y'all should have stayed together. You can't say he cheated because y'all were on a break and he smashed some other
Well, there's like other things to it, too. There was other stuff, you know? It's not just that one thing. There was like other occasions. It was just a lot. It was just a lot. And
basically, you're a... How would I describe it? Garden tool. So he knows you're not good for the long term, but he likes, you know... use whatever euphemism you like. He likes that. And so he's not quitting you, but he also doesn't want to commit to you. And so, but you're obsessed with the guy because, well, of course you are. He's so much drama. And so you're emotionally attached to the guy because when a girl sleeps with a guy, they're basically married, right? Like that's... At least with a guy that has that makes an alpha imprint on her like this. And so there it is. That's all that needs to be said, really.
And he's older than me, so I feel like right now I'm 25 and I'm at my prime.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
No, you're not. 18 to 23.
He's 31.
Okay, and?
Is he not at his prime?
Well, yeah, but like me, more so me.
You're more at your prime.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
I'm more at my
okay. Wait, so how many times, because you said you were on a break, right? Had that happened multiple times that you guys
were
on a break?
No, we were on a break.
On again,
no.
Off again?
We were on and off again. Yeah.
Oh, multiple times.
Multiple times.
How many times would you say you were off and on for the duration of the...
35.
Probably like 3 times.
Of those 3 times, who initiated the...
It was always mutual.
Off, I guess?
It was both of us. Like, we,
as I said,
we would take turns, I guess. Yeah.
Well, so once you, once him.
Yeah.
Two times him, two times.
I would say like half-half.
You said three times.
Well, to the end of it, right?
Oh, okay.
So okay. What did you guys fight about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was my first time living with a guy. So, like, you know, living with someone is like a whole different experience. And I have certain OCD tendencies and...
You say OCD tendencies, what are we talking about?
Just like the way the kitchen needs to be.
Leave the toilet seat up.
Why are you torturing the guy? What?
Yeah, just like cleansiness, like stuff like that.
So you do it.
Well, that's not, I don't think that's OCD if you prefer a clean.
Well, he's a
kitchen.
Really clean guy. Like, I'm not saying that he wasn't clean.
Oh, so he was more clean than you.
No, I was more the clean one, the more OCD one for sure. Okay. Just like stuff like that. And it kind of just, you know.
Was it his place or yours?
It was his place.
It's BS, man, that you that you're citing this as the reason why you're a garden tool.
You paying rent?
No.
Okay. So you were starting fights with him at his place where he paid rent about the toilet nature of his apartment? Did you have your own place at this time?
No.
Okay. So you were how soon into the relationship did you start living with him?
2 weeks.
Probably a year.
A year in? Okay.
Yeah, but I had known him since I was 15.
What?
We started dating.
Wait, hold on.
We started dating when I was 21.
Was he like a family friend or something?
Family friend.
Is that a little bit of impropriety?
Little weird, but okay.
Propriety there? I'm not sure.
Why?
It depends.
Well, because you're 25, he's 31, so that's a 6-year age gap.
Yeah, but we didn't start.
I'm not saying you guys start dating then, but
he was probably planting the seeds, as they say.
There's perhaps a slight impropriety. I don't know if the panel concurs on that, but
Grid One Motorsports donated $200. How are you still working shite out a year after another woman has sucked his rager? Have some self-respect, move the F on. Also, the old hooker has a high likelihood of being the cat lady.
Do you want to respond to the cat lady allegations?
Well, I have a British short hair.
She has 40 cats.
With my sisters, so... Yeah, I guess it's kind of like starting a little bit.
He predicted that.
Yeah.
Indeed.
His name is Sweet Boy.
Disaster.
Sweet Boy.
And the boy.
Oh, so you can tell by her expression, she's... It's literally the thousand sea stare, if you know what I'm talking about.
Boy is with an I.
Sweet Boy. Really quick, let me just pull this one up.
By the way, that's slang from the... It's slang from a certain group, which tells you what her preference is in men.
And, well, I haven't the slightest clue what the fellow British lady just said, bloody hell.
Mm. Yeah. It's like their favorite thing for me to say, because it's from, like, Harry Potter or something. You know, bloody hell, Harry.
Bloody hell.
They love that.
All right. Yeah. Should the whole panel just try to do a British accent for the rest of the show? Mm. You guys down? Can you guys do British accents? We'll just...
We could try.
We're going to pretend we're in Wales.
Don't know if I'm particularly good at that. That was a good one.
All right. There you go. Okay. So to bring it back, though, to this. Okay.
Disaster.
It's been on and off multiple times. You said you've been single for a year.
Seen yesterday.
But you... Are you still cohabitating with him?
Seen him.
No.
Okay, when you guys broke up a year ago, did you move out?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, how often... Because you saw him yesterday, so...
Yeah, we're like...
How often do you see him?
Really good friends.
Ah, that's what they're calling it nowadays.
Yeah, more than friends.
Definitely more.
No, look at the knowing smile.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you have carnal knowledge yesterday?
No.
Stop the cop.
You guys didn't?
Look at her face.
No.
You guys didn't have sex?
No.
Stop the cop.
Why would you guys see each other? I'm just a little confused.
Because it's been such a long relationship besides us dating. you know, and like he's like my best friend in a way. And I understand it sounds super unhealthy, and like that's why I'm saying, like, I'm trying to figure it out. It's not like the most ideal situation. Okay. I wouldn't recommend it to like any of my friends. Sorry.
Do you want to be with him?
You can't make this crap up, guys.
I do and I don't. I do because I love him so much, but I don't because like I deserve more than that.
So she's still
alpha widow, as I said. Like, called it from the first 5 seconds.
Is he good for you, you're though? Attached.
Is he good for me? Now, I think he really is. Yeah.
Like a good husband.
I can change him.
Husband.
Yeah, he would be.
Okay. Trisha sure. Vegas just get married.
Yeah. So if
that's
I,
fucking it's just terrible like advice. I, that's terrible advice.
Can hold I?
On. Coming from Bali,
I'll be quick. Can I ask you a question? So is the inability to commit on his behalf or your behalf?
Good question.
Definitely mine now.
Okay.
Your
now.
Also, it switched.
Oh. Yeah, it switched.
Okay. Wait, so question though. So, okay, you guys broke up.
So they were living together, but he had no intention of marrying her. So what was it then? Just a hookup relationship where they're living together?
A year ago. Have you guys, you said you didn't hook up yesterday or this morning, whatever. You guys haven't hooked up at all since you broke up a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Didn't look confident.
I don't really want to talk about.
Look at her face, man. Like, you can't make this crap up. Like, when a girl's an alpha widow, like, you have zero chance. Just probe in the opening conversation with her, and you'll find out basically immediately. Girls tell on themselves.
About my sex life per se, I'm open to talking about like my dating experience,
isn't
but
it,
not so much.
Isn't it interesting?
So basically, she's sleeping with that guy while also dating other men. So. As I said, she's getting the genes from one guy, and then she's going to get Beta Billy to take care of her. It's literally exactly what I said.
Intertwined?
A little bit, but not
really. We don't need the details. He hit it from the back. Like, we don't. Right. I don't need that.
No,
I don't need those details.
It's been a long time.
So, like, cleanliness is, like, kind of a nagging thing. It's not necessarily, like, a fundamental argument. What was, like, the big issues?
It was just a lot of the times it was that, like, living together. And then also just, you know, like, him with, like, I would find shit on his phone.
Oh.
Just, like, constant girl stuff that would, like, trigger me a lot. Yeah.
So that's why you're alpha widow.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way. And she'll find out to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us.
Or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Manhunter podcast. Bye.
Bye.
And we also like. Sorry. We also like. Would go out a lot. And I think that also triggered a lot of stuff.
So like why is the inability to commit on your end right now?
Because he obviously wants to get back together with me, but it.
Yep, but you totally didn't do anything last night, right? Totally not.
It's a little bit more difficult for me.
How come?
Because I still hold on to the past.
The trust is broken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A-W.
Are you sure you trust him? Like. You said he's marriage material, but
yeah, that's
true?
Another thing is I think about if I were to have babies with this man, like it's not just me now. It's like these kids that we would.
He'll have babies with other girls too.
Would have. And I don't know if that like that's what scares me. You know, I'm not just like taking care of myself anymore. It's like the future. So
you don't trust him.
I don't know. I feel like I do trust him, but I don't know how long I'm going to trust him.
It's on the fence.
Grid One Motorsports donated $200. Bitch, you are the most groomed woman I have ever seen on the show. Seriously, get help. Get away from the cheater and find yourself a heater. The patriarchy stands ready to help. Get better.
She laughs as she's never, ever, ever leaving that guy.
Yo, Grid One, thank you, man. Good to see you in the chat. Grid One, the legend.
That guy.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
He's a pioneer. do you want to respond to Grid One Motorsports?
That was like so insulting, but also like a compliment. And yeah.
The get help part was, what was the compliment part?
And he called
part?
Me a bitch.
He did. I think it was like in an endearing way, though. Like he's looking out for you.
Well, then thanks.
But also talking mad shit.
Just the wrong vocab, but the message was there.
Appreciate it. I'm working on it.
Disregard, you know, they're just.
It was just for dramatic effect.
It was for dramatic effect.
For dramatic
do you feel
effect.
Like you're holding okay, on sensitive. To, like, do you think maybe you're holding on to what could be? You're holding on to maybe this story,
yeah,
but it's
for sure,
not.
Because, like, I envisioned my entire life with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do it. You invested a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm it's just. Been, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's been like a total of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
That before, like we officially got together 4 years ago, but I was also like dealing with him for 2 years prior to that. So it's just a long time. That,
I have
you know,
another question. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt. So is he your technically first love?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean you think so?
Well, because I've had high school relationships and you say, yeah, I love you. But he's definitely like the first.
How tall is he?
The only guy that ever had an alpha impact on her.
Five, nine.
Is he rich?
Yeah, he has money.
What's he do for work?
He's a chiropractor.
Oh, okay.
So he's jacked.
He doesn't have enough money to be cheating on you.
No.
Jacked and also with good money.
There's no amount of money you can have.
There's
to
not,
cheat.
But there, that's really shocking.
Huh. You saw him yesterday. When you say you, hold on, just to be clear, did you spend the night at his place or did he spend the night at yours?
No.
You said you saw him this morning.
Yeah.
How would you have seen him this, you guys just had?
I saw him this morning.
So I went to get breakfast?
No, I just went over.
She's just blatantly lying at this point.
Before I...
You didn't spend the night?
No.
You didn't sleep over?
Liar!
No.
Liar! Just doing anything to save face. Look, literally nobody believes it. The girl, the guy, the other guy, this guy. Nobody believes it. Every person in frame thinks she's lying. Everyone.
So you just...
Yes.
Is that normal for, like, most people?
No.
Notice the lilt in her voice.
It's not normal. Disaster. I'm not saying this is normal. Like I said, I would not tell my girlfriends to do it. But, like, I can't help it.
You love him.
I love
him. There's
just
a connection.
Yeah. But I'm working on it.
Wait,
like,
you love him? Still?
Of course.
Yes.
You mean, after, just to be clear, you've been single for a year. Single for a year. He cheated on you. And you still love him. A couple other clarifying questions. Have you dated any other guys in this 1 year period?
Yeah, I tried, but...
Indeed. You see, like, you can't make this crap up.
It was an unsuccessful.
What? Why?
I don't know. I guess I just wasn't ready. When I started dating again, I wasn't ready. And it just felt weird. I would compare, like, everybody to...
Indeed.
Him.
I just said no one compares.
Mm-hmm. So I just like gave it its time, you know?
His hold on her is too strong.
Wow.
Alpha widow.
That's it. That's all it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I would think she was dating me, but no.
So, okay.
Especially when that's like all you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you I know? Think it's yeah. your first love because
it isn't all she knows. It's just the first alpha male to make an impact on her, basically.
She said she had boyfriends before him.
So as they say, never date a girl like this. This girl will make you miserable. I actually have a video on this. I have a video on alpha widows. Just look it up. It's my second most popular video on the channel. This is literally the example. Example A. Exhibit A.
First heartbreaks.
Yeah, but that's high school. Yeah, I feel like high school was...
Okay. Were you intimate with any of these other men or no?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather not say.
That probably means no.
No.
I'm just going to take that for a yes then. I mean, refusal.
No.
I'm just going to take it for a yes. I mean, Are you trying to date at all? Are you on any dating apps?
I don't really like dating apps. I've never been on one, but like, no.
She prefers Instagram.
And I'm kind of just open to whatever, but...
How did you meet these other guys? You said you went on some other dates and
Instagram.
Stuff. They would DM you or yeah. something?
Instagram is the okay. world's most popular dating app. So she's on a dating app.
What's the most recent time you've been on a date with a different guy?
A couple months ago?
Okay. I feel like you're not telling us all the details with all of this, but...
She's not, obviously.
I'm giving as much as I can.
Does this guy know you're going on these dates?
He did, yeah.
And does it make him jealous?
She's using it to make him jealous, to try to get him to... Like, it's... You can't make this crap up.
Yeah,
and does that make you feel like he loves you when he gets jealous?
No. Not really.
Given his sexual involvement with other women during the relationship, is there any doubt that he's currently sexually involved with at least one woman?
I don't think so. I really don't think so, but...
Hold on. Just to be clear, while you were in a monogamous relationship
okay,
with him...
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Hold on. While you were dating him in a monogamous relationship, he was sexually involved with multiple other women. But now that you guys are broken up, now he's celibate? I find that dubious.
Yeah, it's not... That's obviously stupid.
At best, he's probably... I assume he's sexually involved with at least one other woman, possibly multiple. Do you have no evidence for this?
No.
Does he?
I don't
you
go.
Saw him, did you talk to him about?
Yeah, I mean, he tells me he's not doing anything, so.
That's probably what he told you when you were together with him, right?
What would he say when you would find stuff on his phone when you guys were together?
Because
you'd confront him, right?
Yeah, that he was just like drunk or.
Oh, gosh.
Upset.
Oh.
Any excuse.
Or something.
What was he
whatever.
Doing? Talking or looking excuse. At people's.
She just likes being with a cheater. That's the truth of it.
Pictures, sliding into people's DMs.
Sliding into the DMs type
oh,
stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did you go through his phone?
Yeah.
Without his permission?
Yeah.
She has good instincts.
Big surprise.
Well, I just but felt something was happening.
Grid One Motorsports donated $200. Just be honest, the groomer interfered in every date you even thought of having. You need fucking help. Dude is on his couch with a chick on his lap right now, watching you simp.
I'm not
Fuck's
even simping.
Liar.
So you don't want to get back with him? Or is that cope? And you actually, like, you're still madly in love with him and you
no,
want to
No, I don't want to get back with him.
So why are you still hanging out with him? You saw him this morning. What was because, the nature of your hangout this morning? To talk?
Yeah, he's like a best friend for yeah. me.
It's familiarity and comfortability.
Exactly.
But can you guys attachment. Be friends without entertaining the possibility of being together?
Maybe. We'll see.
No, if you could, you would have by now.
I don't know that's possible with your guys' history. And I think that's the problem with taking breaks. Because regardless of whether taking a break is considered being single for that short period of time, you're going to hold on to whatever that person did while they were on the break, and you're going to remember that. It's going to replay in your head over and over and over again. It doesn't go away. So you have to make a decision. In my opinion, this is what I would do if I were you, because I had an ex like this, and it was, like, constant. But what I would say is either decide to not talk anymore or work it out.
Yeah.
But he was cheating on her even when they weren't on a break, because he was DMing girls. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. He, I mean, he's not loyal. He's not a loyal guy. Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck. I think you're not being
no, I think
fully.
She does.
Hold on. I think there's more to this story that you're letting on. You're still hanging out with him. You saw him yesterday. Did you see him yesterday too? You hung out with him yesterday?
No, I saw him yesterday. Sorry, I saw him yesterday.
How often do you see him?
Wait, you saw him yesterday and this morning.
And this morning.
Q, do you just like to hang out with girls just to like? Chit chat, go to brunch.
Nah, I hang out with girls that I'm fucking.
Indeed.
Right. I mean,
Okay, can I just say something? And I don't want to turn this on to like we're harping on you or beating you down or we're trying to. It's coming from like a place of like best interest, and it hurts to kind of hear that. So I just want to like share something, and I hope that it resonates you. But every minute you spend with him is taking away from time and opportunity of spending it with someone who's actually going to value you and love you.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She will never, ever, ever escape the impact of this man. So it's already too late.
And who's going to give you what you really need? Because it sounds like he doesn't value you, and that he just has you sitting. And like I have chills right now, because it sounds like he knows that you're going to be there, you know? Ooh,
that's
going
to take a while.
So,
I don't know. I feel like I also just recently realized like I've turned him into the perfect guy, and now someone else can reap those
you're
rewards.
You're in love with the potential. What? You're hold in on, love with the potential.
Exactly. Hold or maybe on, he hold. That's not true. That's not what you did.
Hold on. How did you turn him into the perfect guy? What do you mean?
Because he's so great now, you know?
But after you met
Foot Widow.
Them?
I think just accept
you made him
get married, have your babies, because you know he's going
to
do this.
Hold on, just to be clear, he's the perfect guy, but he was fucking multiple other women.
Now disaster. He is. I'm saying,
when's the last time after you've gone through his phone?
I haven't. I don't even care to go through his phone.
Wait, but when's the last time? Wait, hold on, just to be clear, you were in a sexual relationship with him. When he wasn't perfect, now that he's perfect, you have no interest in getting
back with him? No, it just feels a little too late, but I don't know that yet for sure. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, is it too late, or can I still figure this out with him?
I think as long as happiness is there, just like the
only. What an absolute nightmare. Disaster. Okay, we're going to end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications, drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian Autumn, and Bobby Dylan, Restless Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout outs to you. Most recent purchase of Strategist Guide to Seduction. Go buy my books at bit.ly/HeliusBooks. Want to see my videos ahead of time? Cool, just go to my Patreon. That's patreon.com/TheHeliusBlog. And if you want me to give you better advice than these girls ever could, please, just email me. My email is TheHeliusBlog@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.